We Need Bright Ideas Now. That was the title of a panel discussion and screening of Inconvenient Truth, held by the Vancouver Point Grey New Democratic Party at the Ridge Theatre, February 12, 2007. All the speakers are available from www.ecoshock.org.
Our next speaker is Mr. Dan Rogers. Mr. Rogers is a graduate of law school at the University of Alberta. During his time in Alberta, he was involved in environmental legal issues, and he served as the chair of the CBA environmental section. He's active in local civic politics as well as community activism, and he's been a member of the board of directors of the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation since 2003.
Long time. Feels like
and he currently serves as president. Mr. Rogers will help tackle the question of personal action in dealing with climate change. Welcome.
Thanks, Heather, and I've also been asked to announce that this being an NDP function, that there'll be a committee on gender parity on all future environmental panels in the future. Anyway, good evening, and I'm here to talk about personal action, and as it says up there, which I was thinking about, what could I subtitle that? And I thought, well, it's all about me, but all about me has sort of two connotations. There's it's all about me, or it's the, oh my God, it's all about me. And I think we're sort of talking about all of us together, talking about the fact that we're all in this boat together, as we've talked about. Can I have the next slide, please? SPEC was formed in 1969. And its mission is to educate and empower citizens to build healthy, livable cities. And in keeping with that mission, I'm going to talk to you about effectively two things. What can you do in your own home and your business to slow the rate of climate change? What can you do as a citizen advocate in terms of to get your governments working in the right direction? With that in mind, I have two messages and then five brief topics to talk to you about. The first message is that really what we're talking about here, when you boil everything down to all of this, is that it's all about consumption. And so if we want to make a difference, each of us has to examine our consumption choices, either as a society or as an individual, of food, energy, land, space, air, water, you name it, it's all effectively about consumption when you boil it down. And my second message is that the key for recognizing, in my view, for individuals that can make a huge difference is if they adopt that belief that I talked about, which is that it's about me. It's not just about somebody else. We've heard about the problems that have been created, and you will hear more about it as we get into the movie tonight about the tremendous challenge that's being faced. But it's not just about other people, it's also about us. Citizens, in my view, are way ahead of the government. They're way ahead of the curve in terms of where our government is going, and ahead of many of our industrial leaders. The citizens are ready for change. But being ready also means not just somebody else changing, it means all of us changing. And we have to keep this issue at the forefront of the agenda, both with the media and the governments. More about that in a moment. I actually heard somebody on the radio, a political pundit this morning, talking about the forthcoming federal election and positing, well, what would be the case if the climate portfolio was off the table by then and it wasn't really an issue in the government in the election? And I thought, these people just don't get it. It's not about a short-term fix, it's about the future. And it's always going to be on the table. We have to do more ourselves. We have to demand that our industrial leaders do more. And we have to demand that our governments and our elected officials do far more. And in this case, more means less. Can I have the next slide, please? So this is just a brief graphic that shows you that really there are greenhouse gas emissions associated with nearly everything we do. So we need to choose strategically about how to focus our programs to give people practical solutions. That's what SPEC has to do, and each of us has to focus our activities and our choices and our consumption models for to reduce greenhouse gases. Can I have the next slide, please? This is a graphic that shows, on average, where personal greenhouse gases for everybody in Canada comes from. And you can see that a full half of the greenhouse gases come from transportation, passenger road transportation. There are other large categories, including space heating and cooling in your home. Those make up the largest part. If transportation of goods isn't included in this graph, what's interesting is that it also represents an enormous part of the regional greenhouse gases in Vancouver. And if you incorporated all of the greenhouse gases from personal transportation and then all of the greenhouse gases from transportation of goods, that would, in the Lower Mainland, that would account for 44% of the greenhouse gases in the Lower Mainland. And that is a large, large proportion. That includes all the industrial emitters. The way we use energy, the products we consume, and how we deal with our waste all influence our personal gas footprints. The good news is that there are some easy ways to reduce our footprints. Can I have the next slide, please? So the first of the five topics is transportation. And Ian already talked a little bit about the fact that one of the things we need to do is to ensure that our elected officials choose transportation alternatives that make sense. And it makes absolutely no sense to push and create transportation regimes and alternatives that are carbon fuel based, such as the Gateway Project. They make absolutely no sense. They'll become dinosaurs within 5 years, and they'll only make the problem far worse. So one of the things we can do is to ensure that message gets to our elected officials. Also, that means that there have to be alternatives, however. So one of the alternatives we also have to do is to advocate and work for transportation alternatives that make sense, that are accessible and affordable and provide for regional fairness. Next slide, please. As an individual, however, there are obviously some choices that you can make. You can look at alternatives. You can examine your own transportation mix of walking, cycling, transit, carpooling, driving, and flying. You can demand greater fuel efficiency in vehicles. I read an article in the paper about a week and a half ago that stunned me that even in this day and age, that when the Car Sellers Association or someone like that did a study of what were the top 27 factors in people's choices in choosing cars, fuel efficiency ranked number 23. Which in this day and age is unbelievable, you know, it's incredible. And so each of us can make a personal choice to move that far up the scale, to make that a choice that, and that next year when we're talking to you, it's in the at least in the top 10. We can also, as I said earlier, we can look at, we can be involved in demanding stable and adequate funding for public transit. Next slide, please. Ian also talked a little bit about land use issues. And sometimes the discussion around land use focuses on the fact that agricultural land is going to be lost. And that's an important factor when I talk a little bit further about the fact that one of my other messages is to buy local. We won't be able to refocus our economic models to ensure that we can buy our products and supplies locally if we put all of our agricultural land or large portions of it into transportation or other industrial uses. We have to support the types of protections for agricultural land use. And also, of course, we have to ensure that our governments are focusing on and encouraging the smart growth principles around urban development. There's been a tremendous amount of work that's been done in this community, this region, around smart growth and the livable region strategy, and a lot of it will go down the drain unless the unchecked sprawl that could occur in parts of the Lower Mainland is not brought under control, and that again goes back to government planning. Next slide, please. We can each make choices around renewable energy, and there are many examples, and you can go to many organizations' websites, including SPECT, for many ideas around that. Some of them are to just reduce your demand for electricity and energy choices. Turn your thermostat down. Make sure your home is insulated properly. Use fluorescent light bulbs. There's many, many options available to you in order to reduce your energy bill. There's also renewable energy choices around solar hot water heaters that are available. Please check out our website for some options on those things. Next slide, please. Waste management. This is the old three R's, but you can reduce the amount of energy you use simply by recycling or simply reducing your consumption. And we offer that as an alternative for you once you decide you're going to. When you're going to buy something, ask yourself some questions. Will it simply be trucked or carried to a dump site? Or is it something capable of remanufacturing? Or can I do it without it altogether? And then the last item I want to touch on, and we've heard much in the media about this, is the issue around food sources. Look at your food choices. You've heard there's been a lot of media around this 100-mile diet that's coming. A suggestion we have is that you look for food alternatives that are close at hand and allow you to ensure that the greenhouse gases that are being produced in the shipping of the foods are not so great. I have a quick few slides just to give you some examples. For example, the next one, we see that an Ecuadorian banana comes in 10,000 kilometers by boat and produces two more greenhouse gases than the pound of food. And the next slide, please, as a kiwi, is the same. It's coming 13,000 kilometers, often by air, producing 60 times its weight in greenhouse gases. The point is that you can ask questions, you can make decisions around the products you produce, including the food you produce. So what I would end is to say this is look for ways to reduce, buy locally, and get active. Thank you very much.
We need bright ideas now. That was the title of a panel discussion and screening of Inconvenient Truth, held by the Vancouver Point Grey New Democratic Party at the Ridge Theatre, February 12, 2007. All the speakers are available from www.ecoshock.org.